प्रदाय कृष्णादिचैतन्य गौरक्षिषे नमः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाने कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमः।
Our bus has been constructed for
8:30.
We have to give up.
Left this hour. We are giving prasad to the devotees also.
We should finish all prasadam and everything within 8 hours.
Yes.
No. 8:30 तक ही ना पड़ेगा ना? साढ़े आठ बजे तक ही गाड़ी रहेगी ना बस, इसके बाद में या 10-5 मिनट रुकेगी, ऐसा बात नहीं है ना?
फोन कर दिया है, फोन कर दिया ड्राइवर की साथ बात हुई तो आप लोग थोड़ा से टाइम को बाहर जाने की ड्यूटी
पे जाने
हैं। Then we will have all to leave within 8:30. So we should finish everything within that. So time is so short.
We can pack the prasad and take with us.
What?
We can pack the prasad and take with us.
Food for the soul, food for the soul, and food for the body after.
Yes. Now it is 7. 1 hour Harikatha.
Yes.
After that you can take half taking. I want to tell you something which is so much needed for advancement in Krishna consciousness. Those devotees who have been initiated, even Harinam, and they, if they are worshipping deities, Gaur Nityananda, Jagannath Balbhish Bhadra, or Radha and Krishna, they should try to worship and doing aartis following the regulations. Not that people are giving land offering in aarti. 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour giving this. Then Krishna will be tired, and the devotees will be tired, and he will say, oh, what? So don't do this. Only 14 times. No? Some mouth, some ear, and some hole. So all together, 14 times. Otherwise Krishna will be tired and we old persons or devotees also will be tired. We can understand
that.
It is only for the land, 14 times. For sunk
oneself.
It is not that you should give in 14 times. 4 times, 5, 3 times, 3 times, enough. Huh? Also, signing 1 hour back
exercise
in cold days, then Krishna will feel some coldness. So don't do so much. Also for signing.
Armoyin pakha Gurudev.
Mayin for
pick-up feather.
Pick-up feather. You should not give to Gurudev. Only to Radha Krishna. And if needed in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only in Krishna. Not giving
In
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, don't do. Especially for Krishna. You should first do Aarti of Radha and Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Gaur Pradada or Jagannath. And then remnant it should be given to Gurudev. Not that first give to Gurudev and then to Radha Krishna. Don't do. Incorrect. but in offering Mahaprasadam, we should also give it to Radha and Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first. And reverence should be given to all the Sakhis and associates of Krishna, and after that it should be given to Guru. Not that we should offer Gurudev and the reverence should be given to Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't do this. This is offense. Understand? So don't do all these things. Also, you should remind that at the time of cooking, you should always remind that Srimati Radhika is cooking. We are only helpers. And when to offer Krishna or Gurudev, and Gurave Nama Swagatam Swagatam, like that we hear, and I am giving in your hands, and you should offer to Radha and Krishna. He will give to Srimati Radhika, and Radhika will offer to Krishna. This is
proper way. Proper channel.
You can utter the mantras only and offer it to Gurudev, not to take himself, but to offer Radha and Krishna. Like you are like a servant there. So all remind all these things. At the time of offering, you should only use the mantra that I have given to you. The process. Don't bhajna kalpatur bhyasya prakashin yubhaya
no brahmanda devaya
no brahmanda devaya. It is prana mantra of Krishna. Not offering. So offering mantra should be uttered there. Not other. Also at the time of arati, no missing arati. First, Radha Krishna Jugal Milan R. Gaurachandar Jai Jai Arati Kasobhadis. And after that you can do pranam to Nishingde by that mantra. Ito Nishinga, Parto Nishinga, or any mantra you like to do pranam. Also you should try to observe after Achan Pujan or after Guru Mantra Sandhya, you should pour water in Tulasi and do four parikrama of the temple, with temple Tulsi Maharani or without temple, along to Srimati Tulasi. And at that time you can sing Tulasi Krishna Priyasi Namo Nama. Or my Gurudev has written in any song, you can tell this. So try to follow as it is our regulation. I think in the beginning Swamiji could not give attention so much on these things. Only he impressed and told that you should be always uttering Krishna, Hare Krishna, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda. And he get no so much attention all these things. So now you are some advance, you should give attention on all these things. Secondly, I want to explain this book of Vishwanathacharya Bhattacharya, Srila Rupa Goswami, from all beginners. Adau Shraddha, Tata Sadhusana, Ata Bhajan Kriya, Tato Anathana Vritti, Tato Nishtha, Dutis Tata, Tata Abhavo, Tata Shakti, Tata Abhavo,
Tata Prima
Bhudan Bhudan Chati,
Ata
Sadhakanam,
Ayam Brahmano Bhavit Kama.
If you cannot remember, memorize, you can also know the meanings. But the preacher should memorize all these things. Also the devotee should memorize, because it is very important still. And thus we should develop our Krishna consciousness. Adau Shraddha. What is Shraddha? आदो साधु संघ एसोसिएशन ऑफ वैष्णवास By that he will do some sukriti by giving him water, sweet water, obeying him, by listening him, by giving anything necessary to him, like clothes, like shoes, like anything to help him in Krishna consciousness, serving his Gurudev, serving Krishna. You can help. And that help, knowingly, unwillingly, it will be sukriti. And if it is, it will be so gathered together, then sadhu sangha, automatically Krishna will arrange. There are two kinds of sadhu sangha, association of Vaishnava sangha, knowingly and unknowingly. First it will become that we are no, don't know the power of sadhu sangha, association. Anyhow, written in Shastra and Gita too. Getting it. This is like Laukiki Shraddha. This is like? Laukiki Shraddha, you know? What?
Worldly, with some material sentiments.
Yes. Like doing pranam to others. In the same way going to giving some donation to others, giving same donation to Vaishnavas also. So this kinds of sadhu sangha is there. But it will not do so much. Gradually by knowing, that the aim and object of the life to serve Krishna. Without this, anything of the world cannot save me from death and birth, suffering and sorrows. So we should must serve Krishna. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you are not serving, you are donating so much. You are doing all kinds of good activities. But of no use, you will have to go to hell. Because you are not serving Krishna and any Avadam Chandrarini. So, in the Shastra it has been written like so. If anyone serving his father, mother, giving so much donations, also going Brahmins, knowing way, doing so much austerities, making lakhs and lakhs yajna, fire yajna, but it will not do if you are not chanting, remembering and serving Krishna. It is like zero. Sadisha Krishna is like one and another, all these things are like zero. If one is taken off, lakhs and lakhs have no zero, no value at all. So if you are serving Krishna, chanting, remembering all these things, then service of father, mother and all will go ten. But if I am doing all these things, but not serving Krishna, chanting, remembering, doing archana, then no use. You will have to go in hell. And you will have to be suffering and sorrows. So, when his object he knows that if I am not going to obey and not to serve Krishna, then I will have to suffer so much. So I must serve Krishna, chant and all these things. This is like a Shraddha. This is called Shraddha. That if this mood becomes so much strong in heart, that if my whole affluence, my whole money, my everything is going on, no harm. But I will have to serve Krishna anyway. This is more valuable than all these things. Because if you are not giving up now, they will give up you in the oldness and at the time of birth, death. They will surely give up you. They cannot give any little bit of happiness and peace of mind, they never give you. So this end object is fixed, then it may be told that the seed of bhakti has come. What is that seed? Serving of the mood of serving Krishna. The tendency or the wish to serve Krishna.
Desire to give and
come. This is called
Shraddha.
Outer is symptoms like if anyone will tell that you should not chant, I will chant. Like Haridasa Thakur, he was beaten in 22 but he never stopped. He was ready to die, to give up his this life. You know Prahlad Maharaj? His father, who brought up him, he told that you cannot murder Krishna. But he was not stopped. Again and again his father wanted to warn him not to do all this. But he never heard of him. His father wanted to kill him by so many means, but he was failed. At last he was put to death. So this is called Shraddha. We should take a thermometer in your heart and get here and then see,
measure it whether
this kind of Shraddha has come or not. If this Shraddha has come, that you should surely will advance in Krishna consciousness. So we should try to make it. Because so many birth will come and go, parents will come and go, money will come and go, father and mother, they will come and go. But this, Sobhagya, Achal, they never come again. The time which went forever, it will go forever. It will not return. Galosa divas,
nasi
vihar,
ene Krishna ki upaya.
Krishna has mercifully given this body. We can test everything in other births. This man's shape is especially for doing bhajan, nothing else. So if this strongness comes, then anyone cannot stop his Krishna bhajan. So this is the main seed. This is the platform of bhajan. But yet we have Shraddha, but it is not so thick. It is not that they come up to the stage of Nishtha. It is like somewhat
shaky.
Shaky. Yes. If anyone will come, the neck will do like this, shake, and after that the drop.
Distinguish.
So, if there is a Shraddha like this, and Sadhu Sangha is there, then your Shraddha will be
strong.
But this Shraddha is of two kinds. From beginning, one is hearing from Shastra that if I am not going to do any bhajan, then I will have to suffer so much. This kind of Shraddha takes us in the way to Vaikunthi. It is not so prabala.
Not so strong.
But hearing Harikatha, like you are hearing here to me, always the pastimes of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so beautiful. How gopis are serving Krishna, how Sakala are serving Krishna, how Mother Yashoda is serving Krishna. Hearing, if a tendency comes in our heart that I should serve Krishna like Mother Yashoda, I should serve Krishna like cowherd boy, I should serve Krishna like gopis, I should serve like Hanuman, I shall serve Krishna like Arjun, Partha. All are Raja Uda Vritti. Oh, but not of Raja. All are not of Raja. But yet they are all Raja Uda. In all this, the gopis more towards Krishna serving, this mood is superior than all supreme. If the Shraddha is there, but you are not associating of with other qualified, more superior Vaishnava, then again it will be joy. So we should try to the Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha is of two kinds, Grantha Bhagavat and Bhakta Bhagavat. Bhakta Bhagavat is more essential. Where there is no Bhakta Bhagavat, then you can take the shelter of Grantha Bhagavat. What is Grantha Bhagavat? Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the books of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all these are. So when the superior class of association, Sadhu Sangha is not available, then we can do the Sangha of Bhagavad Gita. But you know that it has been written that Jaya Bhagavat Parav Vaishnava Sthani. You should read Bhagavatam to
under guidance of Vaishnava.
Under guidance of Vaishnava. So we should always remember all these things. If your Shraddha is there, then what will be the effect of that Shraddha? What will be? By association of Vaishnava. This Shraddha wants something. What? I should go to any bona fide guru. Sadhu Sangha will take. They will tell. Bona fide guru, you should go. If there is no bona fide guru, you cannot advance an inch. For to an inch, not a little bit. So always there is, has been told, and all Shastra, Jasya Prasada, Bhagavat Prasada, Jasya Prasada Nagati Kutopi. Sacha Paritrena Samasta Shastra. Everywhere it is told that guru is like Krishna himself. So we should go and give our heart, mind, intelligence and everything in his lotus feet. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to Gaya, he went to Gaya before he taken renounce orders. And he met there Ishwarpuri. And he fell flat on the lotus feet of Ishwarpuri Baba. And he told that, I am offering myself, body, mind, soul, everything in your lotus feet. Please be merciful to me. I want to avail you. Then you get him Krishna Mantra, Gopal Mantra. So, when there will be Shraddha, when it will be mature something, then he will have to go to any qualified Vaishnava, realize something, knowing all the Shastra qualified, that he may not fall in future. Because if he falls in the future, annihilation, then so many problems are there. So you should take the qualities of Guru in Shastra and then you can select any good Guru, qualified Guru. Then by him you will know what are the function of devotees. There are 64 kinds of activities. Bhakti Anga. So you should try to follow all these things. If you cannot follow 64 kinds of bhakti, then you should try to follow 9 kinds of bhakti. Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Satyatma Nivedanam. At first, Atmanirbhar is of two kind. First to Guru and last to Krishna. At first you should give yourself unconditionally surrender unto the lotus feet of your Gurudev. And then chant, remember, and all do nine kinds of bhakti or five kinds. Five kinds, you know? Five kinds? Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Savan, Mathura Vas, Sri Lukteswar. One of these. And go on practicing bhakti like this. By doing one of the nine or five, you can attain Krishna Bhakti. One of them. But in nine, three are
prominent.
Prominent. Shravanam, Kirtanam, among three,
one
Harinam Sankirtan. If you are doing Harinam Sankirtan, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, all nine and 64 kinds of bhakti will be done. But don't neglect Vaishnavas, Guru, and try to observe and see that whether you are doing the offenses in the Naam, like 10 kinds of Namaparad. Try to always be careful for that. If you are doing any of the 10 Namaparad, then your heart will dry. Always try to honor Vaishnavas who are really Vaishnav. And you think that they are only cheaters, not Vaishnav. Then you can do pranam for very long distance and try to follow real Vaishnav and honor. If you are Madhavadikari, you can honor three kinds of, giving honor to three kinds of Vaishnavas. So you should learn all these things. Those who are favorable for bhakti, you should only adopt. And those who are unfavorable, you should always reject. You should not take anything which is not favorable of bhakti. A man, anything, prasadam or anything, it is not favorable, we should not. Maybe you will be natural some, then nishtha and ruchi and asakti or bhav will come. Then at that time, you will never worship Ram also, who is Krishna himself. No Jagannath, no Shankar, not anything. But when will be mature, then you will worship only the associates of Krishna, like Sadashiv or Gopeshwar Mahadev. In that set, it will turn your mood. Gopi, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Yamuna, Govardhan, all these are associates of Krishna. So we should try to follow all this. When you are following all like this, this is called bhajan kriya. If you are doing bhajan kriya, understand? Gradually going up, and you not care for that. You know the history of Narada. He wanted to do bhajan of Krishna, but his mother was obstacle. Always taking him in the lap, kissing, and always loving him. He saw that if mother is here, then I cannot
progress
in Krishna bhajan. Anyhow, hey Krishna, you should save me. Coming day, a serpent came in the morning and bite her mother at his feet. She passed away. He did not do any sanskar. Sanskar, you know? संस्कार
kind of
ceremony or anything he just went towards forest and then he began to do aradhana of Narayan uttering of that mantra and after some time Narayan came and gave him darshan so we should try to follow all Srimad Bhagavatam our Chaitanya Charitamrita the devotees like Rupa Sanatana Raghunath and all these things these are bhajan kriya if you are doing bhajan like Srivas Pandit once Chaitanya told to Srivas Pandit that I am saying that you have no nothing to take no prasadam today or for future what will be that if there is no nothing he has nothing to take he told he cut three times 1 2 3 he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked what is the meaning of 1 2 3 he told he began to laugh and tell that if I have nothing to take anything today no harm second day nothing no harm third day nothing to take anything Krishna is not around then I will jump in Ganges at once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that never if Lakshmi Devi will have to pay in the street it will be never but he is giving telling that if Lakshmi has to
Ganesh of Parchun
pay here and there but I know that you are never to
suffer anything to that go hungry
stop having anything
go hungry
Lakshmi will always serve you she is bound to serve
bhakti is
there I know that any devotee who third class of devotee he had no problem path taking moksha never it will be so don't be worried for this if you are like that Shiva Pandit Krishna will himself come having something in his head and he will give it to you you know the history of Arjun
Arjun Mishra
one of the explainer of Gita
commentator
he was reading Bhagavatam from Gita and he was writing
commentary
when he went to the slok
Anannaschintayam
tomangi jana padupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshema
pranam
try to remember this slok of Gita very important he was writing but when he read this slok and began to write some commentary he could not think what was the explanation when Krishna should come
personally
he can arrange anyhow so he also thought that for so many days so many years we my wife and myself are so poor he has not arranged anything from him personally he has not come to us I am not given anything so how can I believe this is wrong I think that this is wrong is not correct so he cut it by red ink and he went to bed whole day begging nothing empty handed at last in evening about 3 he returned to home and he knocked the door his wife came angry was so angry he told at once she why you have
beaten
that a boy very good Sangha Aranga
your disciple Yes. So could have given so much
load
on his
that he cannot carry and upon this you Christ
is Krishna.
Krishna, I am thinking is that. And Ravish has become and as if God is Lord is coming. Because I have no disciple. I don't know this story. I have not given any love to anyone. You are mad, that is why you are telling. No, 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 I am not mad, you are mad. Come with me and see that boy is here, I've kept.
Yeah.
So beautiful. Age about only 8-9. So beautiful boy. So smooth and sweet. Come on. When they entered in the room and she wanted to show Krishna there, then he saw. What happened? Before this Brahmin, a boy came
with so many
and he was so much
tired,
sweating, and having
basket
full of rice, ghee, atta, dal, maida, everything. Then he entered and asked him, why this radish? Oh Brahman, my Gurudev has given so much load on me and I was making some leg, so he had done this. He so cruel. When he will come, then I will give him any lesson. And I will let him enter in my room, in my house. And this Brahmin came and they went to see where is that boy. They saw that there is no boy at all. They search in all corners and here and there, but Krishna was not there. Then Brahmin took his book and saw that is so. This radish was also gone. Then he knew that Krishna can come personally, taking the load of all the utensils a devotee wants. And then he was satisfied. He began to weep. The Krishna came here. I could not take darshan. I'm so
unfortunate.
So we should be dependent on Krishna. This is Saranagati. If you are not Saranagat, if any wind of suffering comes, you will be shaken and your bhakti will go out. I'm seeing so many bhaks serving so many days. Not on your line, but this line. So many. Devotees came, they served about 20 years and they began. Again they went to marriage and here and there. No sutta at all, giving up all these things. Because they have no good sanity of association. No inspiration, not following all these things. You should also note a thing that someone was telling me that if Guru is telling that you should do hook and crook, you can cheat anyone, but anyhow you should bring money and give it to me and I will engage in mandir temple here and there. We are not in this.
Right.
Don't like this. Don't cheat anyone. Don't try to tell lie. Especially I've heard that you should give up your wife and make money for us, not for me. You should divorce them. Are the wives they are telling that you give up your husbands? And they should not. These are not etiquettes. So we should follow all these things written in Bhakti Goswami Sindhu. Then it will be bhajan. Samayam, kirtanam, smaranam, adajivanam, achanam, bandhanam, dasyam, sattam, atmanivedanam, iti punsarpita, bhakti-shchedavalakkhana, kriye bhavati adhyatananda adhitamuttamam. Prabhupada Narayan is saying this and Rupa Goswami is quoting this. First, you should
surrender yourselves.
Atmanivedan to Guru. And then to Krishna, automatically it will come. Then it will come anishthita bhakti, not nashthita bhakti. What is anishthita bhakti?
Unsteadiness.
Unsteadiness. Bhakti will come, but it can be stopped at any time. It will second here and there. ఉత్సాహమై ఘంటల వేణుగోపాల
తరంగరంగరంగిణి విశేషంగర
విశేషంగర
నియమక్షమ
నియమక్షమ దిదా ఆర్ అనిశ్చిత ఆసక్తి వెన్ హీ వాజ్ ఎట్ యా షి వాజ్ ఇనిషియేటెడ్ సో మచ్ ఎంథూజియాస్టిక్ సో మచ్ and after guru went away to his bhajan kuti in Vrindavan and now gradually coming down 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 and then Vedanti came back and doing nothing actually so this is not and then guru came again he took me back Guru Maharaj, again you should chant on this
beat. I lost my beat.
I know. So don't do like this. No? This is Anishchita Bhakti. What should I do? I live with my family or I should give up them? I have seen better. Narada Rishi Sukadeva Goswami has left their wives and children and his their own. So I say it should be like that. But I see, on the other hand, Prahlad Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, Pandavas, they are all family men. And very near and dear to
Krishna.
Also the gopis, they are not
renounced.
They are not Takal Sannyasi or Brahmacharini. But they have controlled Krishna even. So I must be in family. I should serve my family, wives, father, mother, old father and mother. And when they will die, then I get it. Again, thinking, it has been told in Shastra, to be with a family is like a dark veil. Brahma has told,
Prahlad
has told, and in Srimad Bhagavati has been told, what told?
Tat sadham anya sa varja dejnam sa.
యాచనే ప్రయాస శ్రద్ధాభక్తి అనుకమిష్యతి సతాం ప్రసన్న
భవ్య సంపత్తిన
దేవ సనాత ఆసు అవార్థ భాత్మని సదావతి భక్తి
అనుకమిష్యతి
జ్ఞానే ప్రయాస ఉపాసన జీవంతి సమ్ముఖలిత అనుభవీ వాతం స్థానే స్థిత స్థిరా పరమానుభవి ప్రాయసు జీత జీతో అపి సంగ బీ ఎనీ కైండ్ వా whether marriage life, renowned order, brahmachari, or anyone, where you are, be there. But try to go to listen Sadhu Sangha. Do pranam to Sadhu, do pranam to Shiva Bhagavatam, pranam, doing pranam to the place, those who is during management of Srimad Bhagavatam, pranam to that person also.
Audience.
And by tan, man, vachan. By three. Tan,
vadi,
vadi, mani,
and speech.
Words. By three. Doing pranam. Aapke liye pranam hai. I pranam to you. I'm offering pranam to you. By speaking. And by body. By every part of the body. Ashtanga pranam. Oh, I am so fortunate that I have come to listen this Srimad Bhagavatam. So doing like this. In some time, you will control Krishna also. Krishna is not controlled by anyone. But by doing so, by Hari Katha, Krishna will come in heart by in the way of this yesterday. And clear everything, not to clear anything, but he will himself clear. Like a friend, bosom friend he will. Clear all this. Don't be worried for that. I am will clear and then Krishna will come. He will come in the shape of words, Prasabda Brahma, and he will be there. And he will clear all these things.
Mr. Karnaran,
Namaprat, Shivaprat, all anarsa and everything. So you should depend on him and Guru. And thus you should go on doing bhakti. Activities of bhaktis. In some way, some days you will see that your heart is full of happiness. No worry, no problem. And then you are into Anishtha. and thus it will come after some day.
Ruchi,
Ashakti, then Bhav. Gaur Pramanande. Come tomorrow there. Where I am hosting. Okay, good. How's up? Bhav Dayal Bhutaji.